Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of American Jazz, Then and Now. Today we'll be talking about one of my favorite albums of all time, Miles Davis's Kind of Blue. We all know and love the 8-time Grammy winner who brought us iconic tracks such as Around Midnight and Freddie Freeloader, but to understand all of Miles Davis, we need to go back to where it all began. Davis was born in a small city in Illinois. He grew up in a middle-class family, and thanks to his father, picked up the trumpet at age 13. Davis's talent was obvious, and with the help from a man named Elwood Buchanan, a music teacher, Davis was able to play professionally all throughout his high school career. Later, he finally packed up his things and moved to New York to pursue his passion of trumpeting. In the novel Jazz by Toni Morrison, the characters Joe and Violet were on their way to New York from a small town. It read, "There, in a city, they are not so much new as themselves. They're stronger, riskier selves." I believe that Miles Davis had some of the same thoughts running through his mind before moving to New York. While attending the School of Juilliard, he would meet other up-and-coming artists and begin experimenting with them at local nightclubs. Feeding off the energy of the city, Miles Davis and these other jazz musicians would go on to create the new jazz era that alters American music to this day. Fast forward to 1959. Davis was 33 years old and his album Kind of Blue was just released. The album consists of 5 songs: So What, Freddie Freeloader, Blue and Green, All Blues, and Flamenco Sketches. No one knows it yet, but this album will go down in history as one of the greatest jazz albums of all time. It will be revered as the highest selling jazz album of all time. It has sold over 4 million copies and still sells more every day. The song Blue and Green is the 3rd song of the album, and it spans for 5 minutes and 37 seconds. This song does a great job of not only summarizing the rest of the album, but of all of Davis's work. Miles Davis is well known for playing with a softer tone in all of his songs, and in this album especially. It presents the listener with the question, is this blues or jazz? The way he manipulates the trumpet to create a melancholy sound is inspired, and it opens up a new path for other artists to create a similar unique sound. An example of this sound includes the modern genre of lo-fi jazz. Like Blue and Green, the instruments are played soft to create a very interesting sound. I also find the song So What interesting because where all the other songs follow a quieter and sadder beat, the intro does not. Most intro songs give the listener an idea of what the rest of the album is going to look like, but in So What, Davis gives us a catchy tune that you find in most songs of the time. Listen to the way Davis plays the trumpet in this next note, with a more upbeat and cheerful tone. Songs. He also tries to find ways to change what jazz means by experimenting with sound rhythm. According to Jim Luce, even before A Kind of Blue, Davis was experimenting with modal jazz, keeping the background of a tune simple while soloists played a melody over one or two modes or scales instead of a busy chord progression, the usual harmonic foundation of jazz. Davis popularized this controversial form of music, and we can see it in use by artists to this day. This reminds me of another artist named Made in Tokyo and his song Ned Flanders.
Oh, all of the is added, cars robotic, we go retarded. Hopping no foreign, don't need the top. When I get home, I need the top. Louis Vuitton when I leave the house. She got an ass and I grease her mouth. She wanna twerk when I leave the house. Gucci the belt and I'm leave it out. Yeah, I got standards. Diamond Nair, Flanders. Ooh.
In this song, the background tune remains the same throughout the entire song. The diversity in the melody comes from the rapper, who mimics the different instrumental solos by switching up their flow in various parts of the song. This can also be achieved by having other rappers featured in the song. It is safe to say that without Miles Davis popularizing this unusual form of songwriting in Kind of Blue, it would not be used in most hip-hop songs as it is now. Made in Tokyo is not the only artist who does this, however. Next time you listen to some famous hip-hop artists, such as Drake or Lil Wayne, look for this style of music, and know that it's all thanks to Miles Davis. Davis went on to create many more tracks, and performed all around the world, including places like Hollywood, California, in Paris, France, Norway, Spain, Germany, Italy, and many more. Unfortunately, his years of fame and wild partying did catch up with him, because he often battled with pneumonia and respiratory issues, but he never let his sickness get in the way of his music. According to Ian Carr, he even performed the 1981 October show of SNL when he was exhausted and ill. On September 28th, 1991, after the creation of 40 different works, Davis succumbed to pneumonia and respiratory failure, dying at the age of 65.